It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. As college campuses return to life across Rhode Island, admissions officers are starting to recruit the newest round of college applicants. Universities and colleges around the country are looking to increase the diversity on their campuses. To find out more about efforts at the University of Rhode Island, I asked the school's Vice President of Community Equity and Diversity, Naomi Thompson, to join me in the studio. Welcome, Naomi Thompson.
Thank you.
The most recent federal data shows that 90% of URI students are white, while just 8% are Hispanic and 5% are black. This is in a state where 13% of the overall population is Hispanic and 7% is black. Are these numbers that concern you?
Absolutely. However, I feel that the university is really making diversity a priority for the entire institution to recruit and retain students, faculty, and staff from traditionally underrepresented populations, particularly Black and Latino.
And what are some of the strategies right now that you're using to try to recruit more minority students to campus?
One of our most prominent programs is the Talent Development Program, and maybe you're familiar with that program. It recruits students of color primarily to give them additional support. It has a summer component to it where it brings students to campus before the general population arrives, and it provides them with intense course studies to prepare them for college.
What do you see as the biggest barriers to getting more minority students at URI? Is it that they don't know about the school? They don't have the wherewithal to apply?
I think that there are a number of factors, and I can't say that I have my finger on the pulse of all of those, but sometimes it is the culture, sometimes it is access, sometimes it is support. Whether the high schools are encouraging students to go on to college, is it part of the curriculum, and is it happening not only in high school, but is it happening in the K through 12 experience that students of color are getting that support and are being told from the time that they're in nursery school that, yes, the expectation is for you to go on to college, and here are the resources for you to go to the next level.
I'm speaking with Naomi Thompson, the Vice President of Community Equity and Diversity at the University of Rhode Island. Now, some people might call this affirmative action, efforts mm-hmm. to recruit more mm-hmm. minority students to campus. And critics say that it can result in more minority students, but not necessarily more low-income students. So I was curious about economic diversity at the University of Rhode Island, and I looked at the percentage of students receiving Pell Grants, which are tied to family income. So about 28% of URI students get Pell Grants, and the national average is 35%. What do you make of that statistic?
I think URI is pretty generous in its admissions process. This is a state institution. It's a land-grant institution. It's committed to public education. It's committed to access for Rhode Island students. And so the majority of students who do apply from Rhode Island are being admitted, and URI is making all reasonable efforts to provide them with the appropriate support.
What are some of the factors, Naomi Thompson? Is it tuition costs? I mean, what are the factors that keep low-income students off campus?
Even when there is that financial aid, some students have pressures from family at home. Some of those pressures require them to work and to contribute to the household income. So it is not enough for students to have adequate financial aid when the family is saying, we need your physical body present at home, generating income so that we can pay the rent, so that we can put food on the table and feed your sisters and brothers. And often students feel torn between going to school and getting their education and living on campus and having a certain quality of life that may exceed what their quality of life is at home.
Looking at graduation rates, about 63% of URI undergrads finish their degrees within 6 years, and that's actually a little higher than the national average, which is 59%. But the outcomes are not as good for Black and Hispanic students, and this is a national trend, but nearly 50% of Black and Hispanic students who come to URI don't finish their degrees after 6 years. What do you think is behind that disparity?
Well, I think it's on par with national trends. And I think if you look at our statistics as you compare them to institutions across the country, they are pretty consistent. And so our problems are consistent with other folks.
Are there things that universities can do to be more welcoming to minority students?
Absolutely. And I think that we are making great strides in trying to improve the environment for students of color. Well, we have our multicultural center, we have a women's center, and we have an LGBTQ center, and they are working collaboratively to engage students in a number of activities and programs so that there's not only an academic connection to the institution, but there's a personal and human connection to the institution.
What about faculty diversity? Would more minority faculty members help to make the campus feel like a place where minority students are also welcomed?
Absolutely. And we are working very diligently to increase faculty recruitment. We have a minority faculty fellows program. It's a pipeline program. It is more difficult to find faculty of color because you have to work at it. And often faculty are comfortable with doing searches the way that they have done for so long. And, you know, the sole criteria is this person the most qualified person for the job? And sometimes they won't take the extra effort to find the most qualified person for the job who will bring a diverse perspective and who will help the institution to grow in different ways. And sometimes it requires faculty to think outside of the box in a way that they're not comfortable with and have conversations about race and difference that make people feel uncomfortable.
Well, Naomi Thompson, Vice President of Community Equity and Diversity at the University of Rhode Island, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.